98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Thursday morning, Danielle from St. Joe Today joins us here on the phone as we talk about what's going on around the area, great events and fun deals and lots more for you and the family to enjoy. Danielle, kicking off here, St. Joe Today and Silver Harbor Brewing Company are partnering together. Tell us about a permanent mural that's going to be in downtown St. Joe.
Yeah, definitely, Zach. We actually just completed it on Sunday, and we're so excited to have partnered with Silver Harbor Brewing Company to bring this permanent mural to their location at 721 Pleasant Street. So that is right on the side of the brewery. It's so beautiful and exciting to have something new, new art murals here in downtown St. Joe. And this mural was painted by Kumpa Tornprom. He is one of our St. Joe Today Chalk the Block artists. So he's come to St. Joe for a couple of years now. He loves it here. He was so excited to come, not during an event weekend, and kind of, you know, blow off a little steam and get to enjoy the town a little bit more. And like I said, it was completed on Sunday. So we're so excited. This mural features bees and apple blossoms. And we just encourage everyone to go to Silver Harbor Brewing and check it out.
Yeah, please do. Drive on down in that direction and check things out. It'll certainly be worth it for the food and the drinks and, of course, the mural. And speaking of drinks, the Livery is presenting their 6th annual Funk Fest this weekend. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is a celebration of wild, sour, and funky beers. So the Livery is hosting, like you said, their 6th annual Funk Fest all weekend long. You can enjoy special beer tap lists, beer releases, and of course, live music and delicious food.
That sounds pretty good to me. The Benton Harbor Arts Association also has a fall art hop happening this Friday. Tell us about that.
Yes, their fall art hop is Friday, October 15th from 6 to 9 in the Benton Harbor Arts District. You can hop around to different venues and enjoy live music, art demos, art displays, and so much more. So head on over to the Benton Harbor Arts Association Facebook page if you'd like more details.
And the road not too far, Eden Springs Park is kicking off their Halloween miniature train rides. I don't have kids, but I feel like I hear about this all the time in our community and how much fun it is. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is definitely an all-ages event. So Eden Springs hosts their Halloween miniature train rides, and then, of course, the Christmas rides are two huge things that they do in the fall-winter season. But this weekend kicks off their Halloween miniature train rides. You can enjoy rides on Saturdays and Sundays, October 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th from 5 to 9. And the special dates Halloween weekend, it's the 29th and the 30th, again, from 5 to 9. And just a reminder, this is cash only, and it truly is spooky season.
Absolutely. It's also the Benton Harbor Public Library and other Southwest Michigan libraries hosting Fandom Fest this Saturday. This sounds cool. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is an awesome pop con that features a variety of vendors, presentations, gaming events, food trucks, and so much more. Like you said, Southwest Michigan Libraries and the Benton Harbor Public Library are hosting this Fandom Fest this Saturday from 11 to 5, and it's going to be at the Grand Upton Hall at the Mendel Center at Lake Michigan College.
That sounds fun. Now, there's lots more still going on here within the month of October. What are some of the things we can expect to hear about?
Yeah, we just want to give everyone a couple of reminders of events coming up at the end of October. We've got Pumpkins on Parade. That is happening October 22nd through the 31st. Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants are going to decorate their pumpkins and display them for the whole week. So you can go online and visit, you can go online and vote for your favorite at stjoetoday.com/vote. But we encourage everyone to go see the list of participants and go visit those in person. And then also, we've got our Halloween trick-or-treat that's happening in downtown St. Joe and the Benton Harbor Arts District. That is happening on Friday, October 29th from 4:30 to 6. And we're super excited just for all things fall.
Yeah, I found my trick-or-treat bucket that I've had since I was a kid. I just put it out here by the stairwell to remind me to go buy some candy and then subsequently not eat that candy before Halloween shows up. So, Danielle, thanks as always. Danielle is from St. Joe Today, joins us every Thursday here on the Best Mix in the Morning Show. And Danielle, if folks want to find more details about St. Joe Today, where do they go?
Definitely, you can always find us online at stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Thanks again to Danielle and to all of you for enjoying the Coast Social Network here with us every Thursday morning. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.